There was a young man, I saw this last week, and made a statement to me. He said, it's amazing what I saw God do down there in that hospital. He said, I'll never forget the day that I saw you pray over this little two-month-old baby. And he made a statement. He said, the doctor, I still remember the doctor said that baby was 99% brain dead. I said, no, he was 95% brain dead. He said, well, okay, I knew it was 90-something percent. I said, yeah, I heard him too. And the doctor said 95% brain dead. And he said, I never saw anything like that in my life. He said, you led that boy to Jesus. You went in that room and prayed for that baby. And the next day, they had that baby outside in a little red wagon taking him home when the doctors had said he was going to die overnight. Well, now, after all, who do we serve? Jesus. I mean, the King of Kings. Now, see, but that wasn't the stopping point. While I was there, I saw many people, many children that were on their deathbeds dying, and I got to pray for them, and I got to see Jesus heal them. So why did he leave me down there in the hospital for 4 weeks in ICU and then 2 weeks not in ICU? Because he had a job for me to do. You see where I'm coming from? There was many children got miraculously healed when I was there. And, of course, in those weeks, the Lord sent me three angels to tell me he loved me. I love that. You know, when he says, when that angel walks up to you and says, the Lord said to tell you he loves you. That makes you feel like you're doing something for the King. But these promises, here it says death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit of it. Just like this precious little daughter of the King back here said, her daddy made that statement, I will never live to see my grandchildren. And he believed that in his heart. And it caused him to have a heart failure just shortly before the first grandbaby was born. And now you know what caused it, don't you, young lady? Isn't that sad that a man could kill himself with his own tongue? You never think that this thing in your mouth is your best friend or your worst enemy. Is that true? I mean, you stop and think, how many curses have you put on yourself? Stop and think. How many times have you said something wrong? I mean, this is something I hear a lot of people say. I mean, it's amazing how many people say, wow, I just can't not have that big piece of pie and ice cream. I know it's going to let me gain 5 pounds, but I'm going to eat it anyway. You ever heard anybody make a statement like that? I know if I eat that, I'm going to gain 5 pounds. I mean, it's amazing what we say, just like her daddy. He said something far worse. He said, I'll never live to see my grandchildren. Now, who was there listening to that? The enemy. The death angel. And he said, you know, God put a word in his word that says death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit of it. So just before the grandbaby was born, he said, I'm going to take him out. He's made that statement. He must want to die. God, you hear what your son said down here? He said, yes. I made the rules. And those that don't know the rules, they go against the rules and it costs them their life. Does it not? Now let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. And let's just read the whole chapter of Proverbs 4. And let's read it in the NLT. It's very good in the NLT. I want you to see Proverbs 4 in the NLT, starting with verse 1. It's amazing what's in the Proverbs. Now, I've done an entire teaching here a while back on all 31 chapters of the book of Proverbs on a Tuesday night Bible study over about 6 months, whatever it took us. And when I got through with it, you know what Dave told me?
Do it again.
Exactly what he said. Let's start over. I said, wow. Look at what Proverbs 4:1. My children, listen to me. Listen to your father's instructions. Pay attention and grow wise. Now, of course, this is a man talking to his children, but this is God talking to us. For I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my teaching. Okay, verse 3 and 4. For I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved by my mother as an only child. My father told me, take my words to heart. Follow my instructions and you will live. Now, if we follow his instructions, today we will live a long, healthy life. Okay, next two verses. Learn to be wise and develop good judgment. Don't forget or turn away from my words. Now, it's so easy to get away from God's word. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, wisdom, and she will guard you. I mean, where do you get wisdom? From God. There ain't no place else to get it. Wisdom comes from God. And I'll show you that after a while in James 1. Getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. Now, wait a minute. If getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do, why do we go out there and try to get everything but wisdom? Why do we go out here and try to make money and have new cars and houses and all this stuff, and we're not asking God for wisdom? Getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do, and whatever else you do, get good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will exalt you, embrace her, and she will honor you. Verse 9 and 10. She will place a lovely wreath on your head. She will present you with a beautiful crown. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. Do you see anything there that you like? Do you want a long, good life? Or do you want a long, terrible life or a short, terrible life? I don't want none of them. Do you, Eric? No, I want a long, good one, don't you? Hey, so, okay, we got to do what he says, verse 11 and 12. I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in straight paths. If you live a life guided by wisdom, you won't limp or stumble as you run. Hey, you don't fall down. Isn't that amazing? You won't ever break a bone. It's a wonderful what God says here, verse 13 and 14. Carry out my instructions. Don't forsake them. Guard them, for they will lead you to a fulfilled life. I like that too, don't you? The Word of God will give you a fulfilled life. Do not do as the wicked do, or follow the path of evildoers. Verse 15 and 16. Avoid their haunts. Turn away and go somewhere else. In other words, don't get involved with these people doing crazy things. I mean, today we got all these crazy kids in school that are doing drugs, and they try to give them to one of their friends, and their friends take them. They don't have a clue what this book says. So we wonder why so many people get killed. For evil people cannot sleep until they have done their evil deed for the day. They cannot rest unless they have caused someone else to stumble. Verse 17 and 18. They eat wickedness and drink violence. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. 19 and 20. But the way of the wicked is like complete darkness. Those who follow it have no idea what they are stumbling over. Listen. Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. What's he saying? 21. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart. For my words will bring what? Life and radiant health. Brother Jim, is that what you just said? Amen. For these words will bring life and radiant health to who? Anyone who discovers their meaning. Now, you notice something Brother Jim said a while ago? He's 88 years old. He's living in divine health. And you notice what he said right behind that? I'm not going to be sick anymore. Now, is that the right confession? Oh, you ain't going to hear this man wake up in the morning and say, oh, I guess I'll be sick today. It's cool outside or it's too hot. Oh, it's 100 degrees outside. I don't want to go outside. I might have a heat stroke. Why? I mean, here a while back, oh, it's been a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I was laying over there in my bed. I guess it's been at least 5 or 6 years ago. It was after my first wife died in a car wreck, but before I got married to Cheryl. I'm laying over there in my bed, sound asleep one night, and all of a sudden I hear this crash bang, and I mean, it woke me up, and I thought, what was that? And then I realized there's lightning and everything. I thought, devil, you hit a lightning strike right out there in the yard or something. That was close. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to get away from my house in Jesus' name. So I went back to sleep and slept great. Woke up the next morning, and it was a 2x3 section of the top of my chimney knocked out where that lightning hit it that night. That's how close I was to where that hit. It hit the chimney of my house. It knocked bricks all over my yard. I mean, they had hit the top of the house. They'd done all kinds of things. And so I thought, well, now I got to fix that. So I had a whole bunch of brick. And so the next Saturday, I went out there and I put my ladder, a two-story house. I put my ladder up on the side of the house. I'd mix a 5-gallon bucket of mortar, you know, and then I'd carry the mortar up the ladder, up that steep roof, and put it behind the chimney, and then go down and get 8 or 10 bricks, and I'd carry them up there and put them up there. I'd go down and get 8 or 10 more, go up there, and then I'd mix them and put them all in and fix it. And I carried that up and down like that. It took me about 4 hours to put all those brick back in the fireplace because it's 27 feet high. And when I got through and got the cap on it, I thought, man, it sure is hot. I'd drink a big glass of water every time I come down. And when I come down, I come in, and I thought, well, it's 8 or 9 o'clock, whatever it was. And, of course, I went over and worked on my truck a little while. And then after that, and then about 10 o'clock, I thought, well, I'll just see. I still had a television in my house at that time. I thought, I'll see what on the news tonight. I'll turn the news on at 10. And they said today it was 107 degrees. And, it's, you know, if you were anywhere out there in it, you probably could have a heat stroke. And especially if you're over 60, you need to stay in out of the heat today. I thought, well, I'm glad I'm not over 60, and I'm glad that I'm young and vibrant, and I'm a 19-year-old, and I'm glad I didn't know all that stuff. See, by not knowing that stuff, I can do anything I want to do. Because Jesus said, as a man thinks in his heart, what did he say? As a man thinks in his heart, what? So are you. So how old are you? I ain't old. Are you, Brother Jim? In fact, in one of my teachings here a while back, I said, praise God, it was last year. I said, I just had a birthday. I turned 69 years old, so I'm really 19 years old. 19, that's what I feel like, a 19. So I said, but I'm really 69, but I'm 19. And I said, and I'm married to a woman that just had a birthday just a month before mine. I said, she's 60, but so that means she's 20. So I'm 19, she's 20. I said, "Woo, boy, think how much fun we can have, her being 20 and me being 19. I said, man, we're great. So anyway, somebody got a hold of the tape and listened to it and found it and said, and I'm 69 and I'm married to a 20-year-old. They wrote me a nasty email, said, how dare you, you old man, be married to a 20-year-old woman.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.